How do we know to say for future generations also that the pot of Bechura Kanam Levium, the Rav Niskal Bechem Rashi says we only know in the Midbar. How do we know for future generations also every Levi and every Kohen is pot of? So Makro, the Pasuk says, Vaho Yuli HaLevium. So Darshan, Vaho Yu means they're the Yosin Yehei. That Levium are always the same status, just like they were pot of then, they're still pot of now. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omimai de Beseh, how do we know that in the Midbar the Levim had to use their seh to free the Pesach Hamor of the Israelim? Maybe Stam, they were Pata without a seh. Rashi says, Mada Besesha ben Levi Niftru Pitrei Chamorim Shai Yisrael, the Komalia ben Levi Nebele Seh. Who said he had to use the seh? Maybe Stam, any Behemi he had was enough to free the Pesach Hamor, the firstborn of the Hamor of the donkeys of the Israelim. So my answer is, Omer Rav Chizda, Nema Kesav Lederus, we know in the parasha when you take a pigeon up in, you have to use Chamesh Shkolim. Nema Still Lederus, it says the parasha, every Petah Chamor Lederus, that if a Jew has a Chamor in his firstborn, you have to be paid with a Seh, you have to redeem it on a Seh, and the Seh is supposed to give to the Kayin. So Ma Kesav Omer Lederus, just like the parasha of pigeon up in, that you use money, that was said Lederus. Boy Pod Lederus. By Podlir to show that at that time also they used money to be paid up the Bechori Yisrael. As the parasha says, as many Levim there were, they freed that many amount of the Bechori Yisrael. But there were extra amount of Bechori Yisrael, there were not enough Levim. So for the extra amount, they used Taka Pidyon of Chomish Cholim. You see, they used money there in the Midbar. If so, I've said the same parasha of Asir, Homo Lederus, there were no Lederus as Talacha. When you have a Petach Hamor, the way you redeem it is with a Seh, is Boy Pod Lederus, and Boy Pod Lederus Beis Hashor, that time use it. Then at that time use it, there was used Lederus, we use a Seh, for them Beis Hashor also, we use a Seh. So in the Midbar also, they had to use a Seh, it was the Seh of the Levium that freed the Petach Hamor of the Israelim. Now the Gemara says, maybe no Mala Kesev Shekain Poydum Boy Hekdeshus Amais Hashemi. Maybe Kesev has something special to it. With the money we know you can be Poydum free Hekdesh and Mais Hashemi also. Maybe that's why we use in the Midbar. But maybe Seh no, maybe Seh was not used in the Midbar to redeem the Pitrei Chamorim. Gemara says, Elu Rav Omakwa, the process is like this. Ach Poydum Tiftes Bechor Odom Yes Bechor Abheimat Tameyasi Poydum Shbi Poydum Bechor Odom and be paid the behemah tameya. So ma b'chorod, just like by b'chorod and mepidin aben. Loi cholas, there's no difference. Vein l'dervis, ben l'yeris ashor. She had just like l'dervis, you have to be paid the ben. Mepidin aben is with five shkolim. The same with them by the midbar, when they had to redeem the Levi, the b'chor Yisrael, that did not have Levim against them. You had to use money, chomish kol shkolim, is ben l'yeris ashor, b'kesev. Is afheim, that's the second shnei, afheim it's meant, the same thing when you redeem. A petach hamor, is loy chalak, there's no difference. Boy, bein ledorus, bein ledorus is shor b'seh. Just like ledorus, you always have to use a seh to redeem a petach hamor. The same way it was then in the midbar, that it was levim seh that came to free the petach hamorim of the Israel. Omer, Rabbi Chanin Ochinus, says now chidish. Omer, Rabbi Chanin Yishino, seh echot she ben levi. That a Levi, even though he only had, let's say, one seh, his one seh that Levi had could redeem, could be used to redeem, kama pitzrei chamor mi Yisrael. If Yisrael had a few petach chamor, so one seh Levi could redeem them all. Omer Abaya, Abaya said that Tedar, bring your proof, was like that. Shereimona kosavoidim oitfim biyod, like we just said. When the Torah gives the cheshbon how many v'chori Yisrael of the men there were, the Torah says the cheshbon, and the Torah says how many extra more there were than the Levim, and therefore with that extra amount we had to use money to be paid to them. Like the pasuk says, "V'adam shalosh b'shivim u'masayim," there was 273 extra v'chori Yisrael more than the Levim, and for those v'chori Yisrael you had to use money. But for leimano oitzkim b'behema, the Pasuk does not say that there were more behemoths of Bechori Yisrael over the behemoth Levim had. Why not? So it must be because even though there were more Bechori Yisrael and behemoths, but one Bechor, one Seh of a Levi could redeem even 10 Bechori Yisrael. So therefore, even though there was more amount of behemoths by the Yisrael than there were by the Levim, it doesn't make a difference. So it is a raya to Reb Chanina. Gemara says, no, Mimai, who told you that? Dilma lehevi nafesh lubeimus tuba. Maybe no. Dilma lehevi. Maybe it's not true. Dilma lehevi nafesh lubeimus tuba. Maybe the Metzias that there just were not more behemoths of the Yisraelim than there were of the Levim. So maybe for every Petah Chamor of Yisrael, you had to have a Sev Levi. But maybe there just weren't more of the Yisraelim than the Levim. The Gemara said, Lois Sagadat, you can't think like that. Lois Sagadat, they said, the Pasuk says, Onik Nerav, Hoyel of Ney Reuven of Ney God. That they had a lot of cattle. Savada had a lot of lot. So sure, there were more Petri Chamorim by the Yisraelim than there was says by the Levim. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Stumme, maybe no. Dilma, Fidelach, even so. Shutim, the Levim, have a Kaimel of Bahadi, Bechuri Yisrael. Even though the Yisraelim had a lot of behemoths, but we're talking about now, out of a lot of the behemoths there, we're only talking about the Petah Chamor, the firstborn, or even the firstborn of the behemoths. So they could have 10 behemoths, because only the firstborn of the Bechor you had a free. Now, by the Levium, all their Pshutim, no matter how many animals they had, were able to free. So maybe the 10 says that the Levi had was able to free the 10 behemoths. Maybe still there was enough animals from Levium to free the Bechor Yisraelim. And maybe it was not true like Achalina says, maybe one seh could only free one seh of one Petah Chamor, not more. Samura says no, still it's a Svaru. Omakra, the Pasuk says, V'yes behemas ha-Levium tachas behemtum. Mash for what? Behemah achas, tachas behemas harbi, says behemas lashin yochid, tachas behemtum. Mash for one behemah, one seh the Levi, freed a few behemoths of the Israelis. Samura still says no, V'yem, what did I say? Behema Rabba. It says Loshana Behema means Rabba, means many behemoths. So it means like the many behemoths of Levium free the many behemoths of the Israelim. But really is only one for one. So that would be the Pshat and came if so, Licht of Pro, the Quran, the Torah should have written, Oi Behema Tachas Behema, should have used the same Loshan both ways. Either one Behema Tachas, one Behema, Oi Behema Tom Tachas Behem Tom, if it also means one for one. My, how come it says Behema of Levium tachas behem tum? It changes around. By Levium it says behemas one, and by the Israel it says behem tum. Shramin, here it's a proof. Chad poter tuva, that one freed a lot. Mashma, one seh of the Levium freed kama pitri chamor of the Israel. That's the right Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara says, Amma Rabbi Rabbi says, Afana namitanina. And I also bring a proof to Rabbi Chanina. We also learned the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah later says, Upoy de boy pamam harbe. You're allowed to use the same seh to redeem a few times your petach amor. So Rashi learns, let's say you once had a petach amor and you set aside a seh and you gave it to the kohen, and then the kohen sold it back to you. You're allowed to use it over again to redeem again. Mashman, there's no real kedusha chal in the seh itself. So if was a swear to say here also, you could redeem kama petach amor with one seh. So Mori says, well, that's the svarah. For Rabbi Chanina, time with the Masnitsa Mefarish, is Rabbi Chanina just telling us from the Mishnah, what are we going to Chanina for? It's not from the Mishnah. So Moras Vachi Koma, this is what he means to say. My time appointed by Pom Harbe, what's part of the reason of the Mishnah? Rabbi Chanina comes to explain the Mishnah. What's the reason why you appointed by, you could use the same seh to redeem Kama Pomim Apetach Amor? Mishum the seh Echod, shall Ben Levi point the Kama Pitchway Chamorim, shall Yisrael, because since in the Midbar we find that one seh of a Levi freed kama pitri chamorim of Yisrael. You see, it's not really kedusha zeh tachas zeh. So therefore, you can use the same seh over and over again to be paid them more and more pitri chamorim. The other Gemara says, Ipnu will learn like this. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon holds, Tichu b'choris by Midbar. And throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, a firstborn of Yisrael, or else the firstborn of the Behema, had kedusha. The Bechoris, the Bechorot, the Bechor Behema had Kedusha in the Midbar. For Ashlaka Shomano, Loi Kitchu Bechoris the Midbar. The firstborns that were born in the Midbar, whether it was an Odom or a Behema, has no Kedusha. It was only in Eretz Yisrael that has the Kedusha's Bechor. Zmar explains, Reb Yechon, no ma Kitchu Bechoris by Midbar, wa adirachmonam, and Torah says, like Liktishu. Torah says it's Kodesh. It is said like it says, Kodesh, Likol Bechor. Samash, but even in the Midbar also, it had Kedusha. All the Bechor that were born in the Midbar had Kedusha. For Shlokesh Shomano, Loi Kitchu Bechor for Midbar. the Bechorim have no Kedusha in the Midbar. Why? Since the Pasuk says, for ho yakiviyachom, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it says, then you should do the Pasha Bechor. So Mechlal is approved in Mikor Rolei Kodesh, that before they came into Eretz Yisrael, they did not have the Kedusha of a Bechor. And the Pasuk says, v'ho yakiviyach Hashem el Eretz HaKanani, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then it says, Va'avarto kol peterechem l'Hashem, that means every pigeon a ben, v'chol petershegel behemah, sh'yilucho aschom l'Hashem. It's mashma no parshov, pigeon a ben and pigeon and b'chor behemah, and b'chor petachemor only applies once you come with Eretz Yisrael. So that's pshat and Reish Lakish. We'll soon see later on, what does the Birchon do with this pasuk? The other Gemara says, Eis by Rabbi Yechon le Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon has to kasha to Reish Lakish. It says, Ad shloi hukum ha-mishkon, before the Mishkan was put up, it was mutter to bring a korban and a bamas yachid. Any Jew can make his own bama and bring a korban. And at that time, the avoidis were bechorus. Any bechor could do the avoid. He was like the kind in the bechorim. So mashma word that in the midbar the act kedushas bechor. So Amalei Reish Lakish answers back and says the yosin shiotsim in Mitzrayim, like he agrees the bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim they had kedusha. It was only the bechor that was born in the midbar had no kedusha. So this drasha, this halacha, that Atzal Hukum HaMishkan means the first year when the Yisrael first came out of Mitzrayim, so those Bechorim Taik HaKadushas Bechor, he only means several Shlokish, the ones that are born in the Midbar, they have no Kedusha. The Morah says, Ha'ochi Nami Mitzav did this for us like this. Dila Te'emok Ibnakla said like this, Ben Shono Ba'mevra Avaidu, like here we're talking about, if you're only talking about the Bechor that were born in the Midbar, so it's the first year they put up, after the first year they put up the Mishkan. Before they put up the Mishkan, if a guy was born then he's less than a year old, so Pshiti can't do the Avodah. So we're talking about what? Bechorim that were born in the Mitzrayim. So therefore it's not a kashra on Reish Lakish. He only said the new Bechorim that were born in the Mid, but they have no Kedusha. So Gemara asks, like what was you having to ask the question? Pshiti l'chor like this. So Gemara says, yes, Halchik l'kash, this was bothering. So if you tell me what, that the Kedushas of the Bechorim did not stop in the Midbar, even like Rabbi Yechon, even the Bechorim that are born in the Midbar, still have Kedusha, then the Svar is Hanech, the Mikor Nami Lepoku, Kedushasayu. The Bechorim that are born in Mitzrayim, their Kedusha they had then should not go off. That was the Gemara's Avamino. But the Kashman Reish Lakish is like this. But Eli Yam, if you want to tell me, the Pasuk Kedushasayu, that the new Bechorim that are born now in the Midbar, their Kedusha to have no Kedusha. If so, then the Gemara's Havamina was, Hanech di Mikoronami Pokalik Shesayu. Then even the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim that had Kedusha, it should also go off. That was the Gemara's Kasha. But since we see here that when they came into the Midbar, the Bechorim still did the Avodah, Mashma, the Kedusha's Bechorim did not go off the Bechorim in Mitzrayim. So it would have been Mashma, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar still have Kedusha. And on this, V'idach, what does the Shlokas hold? No, that the Kaddish, Kaddish, the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim, they had Kedusha then, their Kedusha still stays. But the Loi Kaddish, the ones that were not Kaddish in Mitzrayim, only born now in the Midbar, Loi Kaddish. That's where Shlokas is posted, that's Mashma, any person that's born in the Midbar, he has no Kedusha. The Kedusha is only when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Eisve, another Kasha. It says, Oisi Ayem Shukum HaMishkan, that day the Mishkan was put up, Korvulem B'Yisrael, Yisrael brought for Kabonis then Nidorim Unadovis Chatoyis V'Yashamis Bechorus and Maisrois. But Mashma they bought the Korban Bechor then. And here's talking about the second year in the Midbar. So Mashma the Bechorus have to mean the newborn animals that were born that year. So Chura, the Havmeter is they brought Bechorus Mashma the behemoth that were born that year had Kedushas Bechor on them. So Mura says no, according to Reish Lakish, Hachinami Biyosin Shiyotzim Mitzrayim. That maybe means the Bechorim that came out of Mitzrayim, those Bechor they brought now. The Echlami, the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, there was no Kedushas Korban Bechor on them. So Mura says, Uminov, Meir should be proof also. Oise Yaimu the Korb, only that first day they brought the Bechorim, they brought all the Bechorim they had. Bechor did a riot to Reish Lakish, but Mikan Vielech Le Korb, but from then onwards, once they came into the Midbar, from then onwards, they didn't bring any more Bechorim. Why not? Because they didn't have any Bechorus. Adirabah, this will be a little bit of proof to Reish Lakish. Hanika the army is something like this, like here, that Eisei Reish Lakish Rav Yechon, Reish Lakish is the one that has to kash to Rav Yechonon. It says, Oisei Yom Shukum HaMishkon, Korvulem Yisun Adarum HaDobres, Chatos V'Yashom Zavacharis U'Maisrois.
Tzadik is Oisayim. That day they put up the Mishkan. In that was the first day they brought the Bechorus. And that's it. They used the bowl of the Bechorus then. Mikan Ve'elechloi. But from then onwards, the next 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't bring any more Bechorus. Why not? Because the Bechorus that were born in the Midbar had no Kedusha to it. Zemur says, no, Rabbi Yochanan will answer and say, Eim is like this rather. Me'yoisi Hayim Ve'elech. From that day onwards, they brought Bechorus. So Kriva is not a theorot to Rabbi Yochanan. I think Moshe says, so am I Kamashman, and so what was the Kiddush then? That Mi'oisi Yom in Mikaralai, from that day onwards, after they put up the Mishkan, then they brought the Bechorus, not before. What's the Kiddush? Alma, that Chayv is the Bama LeKorv. A Korban that's a Chayv to bring, not a Neder and a Dava, you can't bring an Abamas Yachid. Therefore, these Bechorus that's a Chayv to bring, you cannot bring an Abamas Yachid, you have to wait until you put up the Mishkan and bring them then. Benach Nami, who were in the 40 years in the Midbar, also they still have the churis to be brought, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Torah Shema, come and bring another proof. It says Nimtzas come out. Nimtzas are toimer that b'shlole b'sholish mekaymos in three places, like in the Torah, three different times. Kitchu b'churis to Yisrael was the kedushas b'chor to Klai Yisrael. The Mitzrayim, Torah talks about the Mitzrayim, the b'chor Mitzrayim. Uba Midbar, mashman the Midbar itself also b'chor hakedusha. Uba the Yisos and Yisrael Oretz. The Klaisla came into Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say about it when they were in Mitzrayim? Kaddish Dei Kobachor. But Midbuim, the Midbar says, the Midbuimer, Kili Kobachor Bevna Yisrael. It's a mashma that when they're in the Midbar, they had Kedushas Bechor. Vichni Sosna, they come into Eretz Yisrael, who I'm, was it say? Voya Kiyavia Kobiavat, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, they need to take care of the Bechorim. So, who is the Kasha to Resh Lokesh, here is the mashma, they had Kedushas Bechor in the Midbar. Some of Nachum Nachum answers like this. Some of Nachum Yitzchak. I'll tell you like this. B'shol b'shloisha mekoymois huzu ala b'choris lekachu. Three times in the Torah, like it talks about making kedusha on the b'chor. Huzu ala b'choris liktishu. But for loy kitchu. But really they have no kedusha then. So Mar says, that's true. The Mitzrayim namu lekodush. Well, Karma, you just said the kodush, that the b'chorim that born in the Mitzrayim had kedusha. This is what I mean to say. Mehem kitchu, mehem lo kitchu. Some of them, some of these times, I mean, two of the times has kedusha. Just one time doesn't have. According to Resh Lakish, only the bechorim that were born in the midbar, they did not have kedusha. So Mar still asks, maskul lo rapopu va midbar lekotchu. The truth to say, even according to Resh Lakish, the bechorim born in the midbar had no kedusha. Well, see, the pasuk says clearly, pakoid kol bechor zochel of Yisrael. So clearly, there was a kedushas bechor in the midbar. That was all pasuk we had before. Yisrael, better Pascal. After Rashi says, Mishas HaChesben Shachum HaShapkud Nielach, after it was Pascal, after that attack, there's no more Kedusha. Alright, we'll stop here.